your book's journey isn't over after it's been launched. Nope, it's got a whole lifetime ahead of itself. And so while I'm leading you through writing and launching a best-selling book, I'm also showing you how to make that book work for you for the rest of your career and your life. Welcome to Launch Your Book with Anna David. Hi there. My name's Anna. You're listening to Launch Your Book with Anna David. And every week I break down some aspect of publishing a book that can help build your business and change your life. Today I am answering the question, do readers look down on self-published books? I will tell you, back in the day, absolutely. I was the biggest snob myself. Whenever somebody said to me, oh, I published a book, I would just raise an eyebrow and go, self? And if they said yes, I would think, oh, this delusional person. But that was back when it was called vanity publishing, and those books never went to bookstores and never got reviewed. And now there are more self-published books than traditionally published books. And there are schools that actually offer programs in self-publishing. This really all changed around 2012. So if you want to go through the process of publishing traditionally, you know, the year or two of the finding the agent and all of that stuff, and that is right for certain people. That is right if you are an influencer with, you know, a million followers or a celebrity or somebody who has the ability to really sell a book. Otherwise, I don't think anybody even notices. Now, I'm going to read you some names of publishers. Adams Media, Atria, Emily Bestler Books, Free Press, Gallery. Now, did you know that those are divisions of Simon & Schuster? Those could so easily be the name of your publishing company that you start to release your books. And think about, have you ever once said, I love this book because I love all books published by X publishers? Sometimes that can happen, like Farrar, I don't even know how to pronounce that. People will say that. But in general, people are not paying attention to who the publisher is. And because there are so many subdivisions of traditional publishing companies, the self-published ones sound exactly like the traditionally published ones. I will say, after 6 books sold traditionally, I only publish my own now because I had such challenging experiences. You know, you're giving up your IP, you're giving up the, you know, most of the money, you're giving up everything, control. And I will tell you right now, you know, something like, I think it's almost 15 years after Party Girl came out, we're trying to get the rights back because the movie is in development and I want to be able to control everything. And I'm owed the rights back, but the experience of having my lawyer and my agent go in there and try to negotiate is so complicated. And you know, like I said, you don't have to say over title or cover, and you have no control over what happens. And, you know, and the biggest problem, I think, is you are competing with their other authors. So if you are publishing your own book, you are your best advocate. If you are publishing a book with HarperCollins, they've got you and they've got whatever other 20 authors they're releasing that season. And if they believe any of those other authors, their books are going to be bigger, they're going to put their emphasis on you. And my experience was that they would tell me, oh, that bookstore doesn't want your book. And I would later find out that the bookstore never said that. It's just that that representative from Harper was trying to get other books in there. And I will tell you, I got on Good Morning America for Make Your Mess Your Memoir, and I could never get on Good Morning America for my traditionally published books. So nobody seems to care. You know who cares? The New York Times. And I did do an episode about how do you get your book on the New York Times list, and independently and self-published books really, with very few exceptions, do not hit that list because that list is editorial based, but you absolutely can hit the Wall Street Journal list, the USA Today list, and all of these other things. There is an amazing story I recently read, which I will link to in the show notes, about a traditionally published author's issues with traditional publishing. And I'm just going to read a quote from it. She wrote, "There's an expectation by many that authors give more of themselves to come up with their own marketing schemes, to search for as many opportunities to publicize themselves and their books as possible. There's an unspoken and sometimes spoken suggestion from publishing companies and professionals that if the book doesn't do as well as the author might have hoped, then it's the author's fault, which is how I always felt. Now, self-published books have a much higher royalty rate than traditional publishers because you get to keep anywhere from 50 to 70% of your book's profits. And with a traditional publisher, you'll end up, once you earn back your advance, with maybe 10%. And your advance is likely to be paid out in installments of 2 or 3. So that is something, you won't earn royalties from your book until you sell enough copies to out-earn your advance. Now, for traditional publishing, you need an agent. You need usually a huge social media following, a huge newsletter list. You can offer to buy copies. I know people that have sold books to traditional publishers where the traditional publisher was sort of on the fence. And they said, look, I will buy 5,000 copies. So you're guaranteed 5,000 book sales. But not anybody can go in there. You have to already have the interest. If you are self-publishing, you can put a call to action in it, which is to say, get a reader to on your newsletter list or to do something with you. Whereas if you're publishing a traditionally published books, their goal is to get the reader to buy more of their books, not to buy more of yours. A lot of authors who could sell books traditionally now self-publish. People like James Altucher, Pat Flynn, Jeff Goines. And a lot of that is due to the ridiculous success that self-published books have had. That book, The Martian, sold 3 million copies and was made into a movie that grossed $630 million. And you've also heard of a little book called 50 Shades of Grey. There's an author named Mark Dawson who's very big in the self-published community, and he's sold hundreds of thousands of books. So that my final position is that nobody looks down on self-published books except people who are too scared to try it and kind of need to wake up to the way things work. This is not the days when your grandfather wrote a book that he printed and declared epic and made the entire family read. Maybe I'm just talking about my own experience and my grandpa Nate, but it's a different world. I would say that many self-published books are indistinguishable from traditionally published books if you do it right. So if you would like the show notes to this episode, please go to launchpadpub.com/blog/self. And I will see you next time. Thanks for joining me this week on Launch Your Book with Anna David. For more info about the show, go to launchyourbookpod.com, where you can get show notes and so much more. If you got anything out of this episode, I can't tell you how much I would appreciate a review. And don't forget, my company, Launchpad Publishing, is here to help you at any stage in your writing and publishing journey. Just go to launchpadpub.com for more, and be sure to tune in next week for next week's episode.